In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Hodie dies sabbatum est, qui est ad Mariam semper virginem Mater nostram consacratum. Now for those who love Latin and tradition, I hope you understood that, but either way, that's the way it is. Today is Saturday, the day consecrated in the week to the Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother, in particular here, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. But it is also the feast of the first of many popes that are named Pius, St. Pius the First. And of great note to him, of course, he was Pope in the middle of the second century, around the year 150 or so. And he was the one who decreed, of course, this has always been a bone of contention between the East and the West, especially those who have left the Church, who call themselves Orthodox, that Easter must always be celebrated on a Sunday. To us, that sounds surprising. But when else could it be celebrated? Easter Sunday. Well, it wasn't always the same. Unlike those who believe in sola scriptura, that they think that the St. James version of the scripture, which has many mistakes, is not at all sanctified by the Church, came down in a flying saucer from heaven, and then it was there, everything in the faith did not just happen. Little by little, that's what tradition means, to hand down from generation to generation to generation. And so the first few years, nobody really knew what was going on. The Holy Spirit was one who slowly, and he works very slowly. Remember, he is an eternity, and eternity has no time. So to the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son now in heaven, 1,000 years ago is the same as today, or 1,000 years from now. So it doesn't happen instantly. And so, little by little, all the things of the faith came, including the Mass itself, as it is celebrated today, especially in this rite that we have been celebrating for at least 1,500 years, maybe more. So, we need to expect these things to be. So it was St. Pius the First who proclaimed that Easter must be on a Sunday. And thus has always been. Once something is proclaimed, especially infallibly, as that most certainly is, then it remains. And so we have Easter Sunday, not Easter Tuesday. Now we have the octave of Easter, which most people today ignore. But that is not the same thing as Easter Sunday. St. Pius I was martyred. He died for the faith. And this is something very important. Today we're going to give the sacrament of baptism, the holy water from heaven that cleanses and restores life to this little baby, Elizabeth Rose. Up to now, even though she is so cute and so sweet, she belongs to Satan. And that's hard for people to understand. Oh, my little baby belongs to Satan. Well, that's the way it is. If you're not baptized, you belong to Satan. So she will be baptized. She will be wrested from the hold of Satan. And she will be imbued with the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son, with the Trinity itself. And with the life of the Trinity, which is sanctifying grace, which we must have, which we should all have, and in which we should all remain. And so we give thanks to God for our holy Catholic faith. And for this, St. Pius I, who gave rise to many others, up to Pius XII Venerable Pius XII, who, of course, transmitted to us the Holy Catholic Faith. And may St. Pius I, the Blessed Mother, and all the saints fill us, and especially today, after she is baptized, Elizabeth Roth, fill us with their life, their sanctifying grace. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.